the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind everybody the phone number. Free book time. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. Text book into the body of that text. Leave us a message there, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's fantastic book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. And Peter, I know in that book, you go over a whole lot of the stuff that we talk about on this program every single week.
Absolutely. And especially in regards to what's happening today, I highly advise you get a nice complimentary copy because I cover all of this great information.
So we've talked before about how much money you need to retire. That's probably the number one question people have. One of the number one questions clients come to you and ask. There is a new study that finds Americans now believe they will need $1.25 million for a comfortable retirement. And I always wonder, Peter, where people pull these numbers out of a hat or out of the sky. I'm not sure. I think the million used to be the benchmark. I just need $1 million to retire. For most people, that is not quite going to cut it in today's economy. But at 1.25 million, Americans, according to this study, say that's the number they believe they need to be comfortable. What do you say about that when it comes to choosing that number for each client?
It's very hard. It's very hard because I sit down with so many people on a yearly basis. And after doing this for way over than a decade, everybody is unique in their own way. So it's pretty much almost impossible just to say that the average person would need about 1.25 million. I don't see it. I just don't see it. And when you understand the importance of your own personal lifestyle, which we know everybody's different. Everyone has different goals and income. Everyone has different goals in regards to how much they want to spend for their lifestyle. Don't forget, we also have additional cost. And what are those additional costs? These are costs that people don't really talk about all the time. And that's healthcare cost.
Yep.
That's long-term care. And some situations can cost six figures, you know, over two, three, four-year period when it comes to this stage of life. So it's hard for me to believe that a goal of hitting that 1.25 million, which $1 million today is just not enough money. It's not a lot of money anymore, right?
Not if you're spending it over 20 or 30 years, it's not.
No, it's very hard. And then get it. They're doing these statistics or they're doing these surveys, you know, or how many people are actually surveying to understand what these numbers are. But for me, it's very, very hard to believe that at 1.25 million would be sufficient.
So that's according to the study when they asked, what do you think you need? They said, okay, 1.25 million. However, when you get into the weeds of the average retirement savings amount, that number has dropped to 86,869. So people say they think they need 1.25 million. In actuality, the average savings right now, and that's a scary number to me, is just $86,869. We know for a fact that's not enough for a year for most people. And within the body of that study, 33% predicted they had more than a 50% chance of outliving their money.
Wow.
That's probably the only accurate statistic there. Yes, yeah. If you've only got 86,000 saved, you're probably going to be outliving your money. How do you help your clients then get into a position where those things don't happen, where you don't have to worry about those things so much?
Well, you have to first understand your lifestyle, your needs, your goals, when you're retiring, when you're going to take, let's say, Social Security, right? Because so many people say, it's available at 62, I'm taking it at 62. That's the worst thing that you're able to try to figure out on your own,
right?
Is because it's available at 62, that doesn't mean that it's the best time to take it at 62, right? So we had to go through an analysis. We had to do what's called an income planning software. We have a system that we call the Modern Money Map, and we bring people during this process. And we had to talk about everything, okay? Where the income source is coming from? What investments do you have? What have you been saving for? What's your lifestyle like? What are your expenses? What are you? What's your debt? Do you plan on living in the state? Do you plan on leaving the state and moving out? There's so many questions that we go through. It's so important to understand that this plan needs to be customized. Okay, you can't just buy a bunch of funds and your investments and look for or hope for the best that it's going to create the income that you need. It just doesn't work like that. There's a lot of moving parts when it comes to income planning.
Well, let's talk about one of those moving parts. We asked in that study, how has the pandemic impacted people's retirement timelines? One quarter of those studied said they do plan to retire later than they had anticipated. And I don't know for your clients, Peter, that can't be a big surprise to anybody. I think the pandemic obviously changed everyone's life and opened our eyes to what happens when everyone is sent home. I think it's made people a little more conservative at understanding that, oh my gosh, these things can happen that completely interrupt our daily lives, and I'd better start saving more, spending less, squirreling away more so that I can achieve my retirement goals.
100%. And I strongly believe, and I've had some heart-to-heart conversations with people, that the pandemic truly changed the way people think, the way people spend, the way people were hoping for a specific retirement date. That has definitely changed, and it's also gone further. So the new retirement expected age on average has increased for sure, without a doubt. Now, people, of course, want to retire as soon as possible for, of course, certain reasons, but they are delayed. They're delayed anywhere from 2 to 3 years, on average 4 years, give or take. And that's a real thing because this has changed many people's lives, whether it's financially, whether it's they were set back because of what has happened after the pandemic. And believe it or not, a lot of companies right now are still climbing out of the pandemic. They're still having major issues. We still have major supply chain problems. And some of this really even didn't officially hit us just yet. But a lot of companies are still financially struggling.
One of the things I love about the service you provide is you can plug all of this into a stress test, and you can sit down with your clients and show them graphically. You can show them on a pie chart, a graph. If you retire at 60, this is what your money looks like. If you wait until 62, this is what it looks like. If you wait until 65, this is how much more you're going to have. And that can be a huge swing in retirement money the longer you wait, Peter.
Yes. And believe it or not, we could do so many different scenarios. We could talk about income now, income next 5 years. We could see on spreadsheets what it looks like over 10 years. We could add some inflation numbers to it. We could also say in the event a spouse passes away, what does the income continue to look like going forward? And then we can also say, okay, maybe age 85, maybe age 90, we happen to have a basic long-term care stay scenario.
Yeah.
And we can actually hit a button and it tells us how much it will cost based upon where you're living, what area you are, the average cost for a long-term care stay. And it shows us how it's drawing down from the investments. And it's so advanced. It's so advanced, the systems that we have today. But this is what we can see on paper. If this is something that the listeners have an interest in, give us a call and we could talk more detail in regards to what your scenario looks like on paper when we put you in the software system. And also we'll give you a complimentary of that book.
You know, as we give out the phone number one more time to remind everybody, now is the time to get your hands on that book. It is 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or always on the website. You can go to pcbfinancial.com for more information. But we can't have this conversation, Peter, without having a conversation about taxes. And as we talk about making sure our listeners save enough for retirement, a lot of people will have saved something like in their 401ks, maybe an IRA. What do your clients need to know about the taxes you are going to have to pay when the money is taken out of those retirement accounts?
This is so important. Actually, believe it or not, more towards the end of the year or right around the last quarter is actually the most popular time because now you're trying to figure out, okay, can you save more this year when it comes to taxes?
Yeah.
What can you do differently right now so you can pay less taxes next year, right? And so on and so forth. So communication with an advisor, communication with your your tax accountant, it's so important, because you could do what's called tax harvesting. You could contribute more to your 401ks and IRAs. You could do some tax planning to help your future better self. And what I mean by that is you could do some Roth conversions or even contributions to Roth IRAs. There are so many things that you should be doing and what you should be looking at. And if you're not doing that right now and you're more focused on what's happening in the economy and the markets, you're getting distracted. So kind of getting back to the basics of planning, these things don't change. This is why you do annual reviews.
So yeah, 100%. For our listeners marching toward the age of 60 or 62, how do you help them figure out how that retirement income will be taxed once it's taken out, and what the potential hit could be for all of us there?
Yeah. So after 59 and a half, that's when you're allowed to start taking funds or income from your taxable retirement accounts, right? Now, you have to be very careful. This is why an importance of talking to an accountant and an advisor together. We call this a team, right? When you have a team in place, you're going to have the best options at your fingertips, all right? So when it comes to traditional IRAs, contributions are considered pre-taxed, and all distributions, the money you take out, are subject to tax at your ordinary income tax rate. So everybody's different, right? When it comes to Roth IRAs, contributions are considered after-taxed, mm-hmm. and distributions, is a beautiful thing, are tax-free if the holding period requires are met, of course. You want to stay within that five-year rule. Then we have what's called rollover IRAs. So a rollover IRA is assuming all contributions to your workplace, your plan, were made with pre-tax dollars. Distributions now are taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. But it's very, very important to understand that if you take too much out of certain accounts, the possibility of what you're going to be paying on Social Security taxes can potentially go higher. And of course, if you're over the age 65, this is also a red flag. If you take too much money out, this can actually cause an increase of Medicare premiums. Mm. So when it comes to income planning, all of these areas have to communicate with each other. And if they're not communicating with each other, all you're doing is creating chaos within the options that you choose for income.
Yeah, there's a short window of opportunity to take action to help keep taxes from taking too much of a bite out of your savings. And it could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket if you do things correctly. Call now 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. Text BOOK into the body of that text, and we'll send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. You can always go to the web, pcbfinancial.com. We're back with much more on the Modern Money Show straight ahead.
We all want the freedom to do the things that make us happy, especially in retirement. To get help with laying the foundation for that freedom, call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. A reminder, the phone number, 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. Don't forget to text a book into the body of that text. You can also leave us a message, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. No surprise here, Peter. Inflation is emerging as a top concern for people preparing for retirement, with CNBC saying 71% of retirement age investors are worried that inflation could have a negative impact on their savings. You've said this again and again on this program. Inflation never sleeps. It never goes away. It is here for now and here to stay. How are you helping your clients navigate this choppy time in American economic history?
It's very important to understand that inflation was always in the numbers. So what I mean by this is, just because inflation right now, because of the pandemic, has hit 40-year highs, and it's hit 40-year highs a little over a year ago, this is something that you cannot ignore, okay? It's going to be like this for a little while. Permanently, no, but you have to understand that this is all caused because of what has happened, okay, to our economy. So yes, inflation is very, very, very high, but this is not a time to complain about it, right? Because inflation has always been fairly decently high. And you have to be able to plan for inflation at all times, not just right now because we're nervous about the average bill has almost increased of 20 to 30% when you go into the restaurant.
Yes.
Or when you're going to buy chicken cutlets or meat or the milk or eggs, everything has gone up drastically. Everything has gone up so much. But we have to understand that the normal inflation rate, this is right around the normalization of around 3%. So 2 to 3%, you can argue about what you feel it may be, but a safe number is right around that 3% mark, give or take. Now, if you look back in history, and if you look back the past 20 years, on average, over a 20-year duration, on average, okay, most goods, most products, most things that you buy in stores has almost double in price. So if you're retiring right now today, you have to understand the next 5 or 10 years, prices will go up. The next 20 years, prices will definitely go up. So keeping numbers in mind of how to give yourself a raise, how to give yourself an increase of income every single year, it comes down with an actual plan. What kind of a customization of a plan do you have so you can work those numbers into it to give yourself a couple of percentage points of income on a yearly basis so you don't see your nest egg or your savings account just going down, down, and down?
You know, we know the pandemic's had a big impact on how people are preparing for retirement, what their future expectations might be. In a personal capital poll conducted by Qualtrics of people planning to retire in the next 5 years, it showed by far inflation is the biggest concern for pre-retirees. One third of the respondents in the poll said the pandemic has convinced them they need a larger nest egg for retirement. And 36% said the pandemic has lowered their anticipated standard of living. Are you seeing similar trends, Peter, with your clients?
100%. 100%. People are now becoming very cautious, okay? Especially when they hear the word a possible recession in place.
Yep.
We're seeing companies left and right letting go an enormous amount of people because at the end of the day, the whole goal of increasing these rate hikes is to cool down the economy. So that's a good thing, right? They want to cool down the economy to help fight this inflation battle. So that could possibly push us into recession territory. And it's very smart. It's wise to start becoming extremely conservative, okay, in regards to what you're spending, because you want to be careful going into a recession environment. There are certain things that people will start to look for. And one of the things that you definitely want to do is become extremely conservative during that recession period, because we truthfully don't know how long that could possibly last.
You know, we were talking about this the other day on our show here in Kansas City, that we have had restaurants open and shut in a record amount of time. And Peter, you know this. Opening a business can be a risky proposition for anyone.
Sure.
Opening a restaurant where the margins are so thin can be very, very difficult. And I cannot imagine a tougher time to be doing that right now with all kinds of issues, not just supply chain issues that you mentioned, but hiring and retaining employees. We had one restaurant open and it was shuttered within 4 months. And I think that's another thing that people are realizing. One of the things that the owner of that restaurant pointed out was they just did not see the impact of inflation, that train crashing down the tracks, if you will, for food costs, overhead, all of those things. Lumber, I mean, my goodness, if you're building, everything is more expensive right now.
Yeah, everything is still very expensive. And this is going to be like this for a while. It's not going to be this amazing V-shaped recovery. It's going to take its time for sure, because you don't want to shock the economy, right? And most folks are what they're kind of used to is that 2020 scenario where the markets just snapped right back within a 30 to 40 day period of time. That's probably never going to happen again. And there's a reason why the market snapped back so fast. Okay, we were printing an enormous amount of money just to pump into the markets and the environment. We probably will never see that again. So normalizing the environment is going to take some time, right? And a lot of people, believe it or not, don't have the time on their side, Dana. They don't have the time on their side. So what do? It's so important to make sure you do get what's called a second opinion review. That's what we do. We do second opinion reviews on what is currently in place. It doesn't matter if you just rebalanced, or it doesn't matter if you want to keep what you have for the rest of your life. It's fine, but you should still understand how you're positioned. Because if we do happen to go into an official recession, well, what if it does go down another 20 or 30% more? How does that look, right? So you can actually reposition yourself and protect yourself. But first, you have to identify. You have to identify how you are built when it comes to your plan. So give us a call, 1-800-880-8079, and let's talk about that stress test.
Yeah, don't bury your head in the sand. It's not going to go away. the personal capital poll that we're discussing indicates 1/4 of pre-retirees have pushed back their retirement date. We know that. And a similar percentage plan to work part-time in retirement because they are worried they haven't saved enough. I'm not going to ask you to put a percentage of it, Peter, to this for your clients, but it cannot be out of the realm of what you're seeing every week that people are coming to you saying, we're worried we don't have enough. Is it possible to slow down a little bit, work part-time, maybe go to 3 days a week? How are people being creative to bridge that gap if they don't feel they have enough?
I'm hearing people wanting to go back, and they're going back for a number of reasons. One, they're going back because they don't want to touch money from their investments.
Right.
They want it to grow a little bit more. Another reason they want to go back is because they want to keep themselves busy, right? They want to meet new people. They want to keep their self active, which is actually very healthy.
Yeah.
And people are going back really to pay the basic bills that they have on a monthly basis. So these are real things. Now, unfortunately, we do talk to some new folks that we meet for the first time. They're saying they have to go back because they have no choice.
Yeah.
They don't see that their money's lasting for the rest of their lives. And they're looking at on average, 20-year retirement lifestyle. And 20 years is a pretty long time. And if you think about it, that's a lot of money. You know, get you through 20 years, hoping that there's no hiccups, hoping that there is no bumps in the road. And as you and I both know, it's never a smooth sailing ship, right? We're always up against something. I hope we never go into another pandemic, but the truth of the matter is there is never a smooth ride as you get to and through retirement. This is why the customization of your plan being so attached to it is so important.
They actually called it the tsunami of retirement in 2022, where this was the year a record number of Americans retired. And, you know, we're going to have to wait until we turn the calendar over. But of all the retirees, I think 2 million more workers retired during the pandemic than trends predicted. 2 million more.
Wow.
It will be interesting when the books are written about this, looking back in 2021, 2020, 2022, how many of those retirees then jumped back into the workforce because they got caught with their pants down and thought, you know what? And I've got a friend actually, Peter, good friends of ours, who mentioned the other day, we are just blowing through our retirement money. And she said, we didn't think that we would be spending as much as we are spending But she said, you know, you have every night free now. You don't have obligations the next day. We go out to eat more. Inflation has driven the cost of just eating a meal out higher. And she said, my gosh, we're blowing through it. And I wonder how many people are in that boat. And if that sounds like you, please give Peter a call, 1-800-880-8079. It's not too late to put those numbers for your clients through a stress test, Peter, and see if there's a way to right that ship.
Absolutely, 100%. Give us a call, 1-800-880-8079, and let's actually talk about your specific scenario for 5 minutes to see what kind of direction you should be going towards.
And the budget, the B word, we have to talk about that. Not that you're some fatherly figure placing everyone on a budget, but that's one of the numbers you plug in.
What
realistically can you be spending each month so you don't, quote, blow through that entire pot of money?
You know what? I want to say half of the people that I speak to for the first time, who I meet for the first time, has never done a budget review. And this is so important because you can't just enter retirement and just spend what you want. You have to be very, very strict. So a budget review is very important.
Are you ever surprised, Peter, how many things people leave out of that budget? Because the little things add up. And I know when you go through a budget with your clients, you are looking at everything. People obviously think about the mortgage, what they're going to be spending on wherever they're living, gas, you know, your cars, insurance, that kind of stuff. But I mean, you really get in the weeds and sit down and make people think, what are you really spending every month? Think about all your subscriptions. That's an enormous one for a lot of people that gets left out of a lot of budgets. Have you ever even sat down and added up your subscriptions, Peter? I did that about 6 months ago, and I was shocked between streaming services and, you know, everyone thought, you know, let's ditch cable and it's going to be cheaper. Well, have you ever sat down and looked through all of the different subscription services you have?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not fun for sure.
It just keeps inching up. I'm like, do we really need 19 subscription services? You would say no. And he can plug that in for you, folks. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. You know, people have to have Yellowstone. So now everybody's got the Paramount Plus so we can watch Yellowstone. Go to pcbfinancial.com. We are back with much more straight ahead. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that, no matter the destination, will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. I want to remind everyone the phone number. It is 1-800-880-8079. 880-8079. Text a book into the body of that text, and we will, as always, send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. We were talking a little bit about this off the air, Peter. What a tough time to open a small business in the last several years. And we haven't talked about small business owners in a while on this program. We want to do that this segment because that we know preparing and saving for retirement is challenging for everyone, but for small business owners, I know there are some very unique concerns and challenges. So let's spend a little bit of time today talking about how you help your clients prepare for retirement. If you're not retiring from some corporate job with a 401k. My dad was an independent contractor. He did not have a traditional 401k. Savings has to be different for that enormous group of people in the United States.
Savings is very different, especially for business owners. And it's so important to understand. Pretty much every business owner should have a team of professionals, a team of advisors, right? Because believe it or not, most business owners that I speak to, which is a good thing, that they put money and their profits back into the business, mm-hmm. which is good, you know, which is a good thing. But you also have to give yourself some room to save in other investment areas, right? So your business is your investment. I get it. And before the end of the year, you want to maximize your inventory. You get those nice write-offs for your business.
Yep.
And then from there, you have to also look at other areas because you have to diversify the numbers. You have to diversify your profits and your income. And you can have some write-offs, right? So it's very important to understand those options, especially if you're trying to maximize your business to profitability zone and you want to be able to sell that business at some point in the future.
Yeah.
You need a team of professionals either way. So this is exactly why you should have a number of different investment solutions, not just reinvesting back into the business, which is still a great idea, of course. But there should be other areas of focus.
You know, we know small business owners are the backbone of America. Small businesses, we need them.
Yeah.
We appreciate them. But listen to some of these numbers that come from SCORE, which is an organization that supports small business owners. 34% of small business owners do not have a retirement savings plan. And 40% don't believe they'll be able to retire by 65. If I know anything about a small business owner, it's that they just go, 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 go. And they're not looking down the road, you know, what happens when I start slowing down 70, 75? What is my exit strategy for that business? Well, if 34% of them don't have a retirement savings plan, it becomes very, very difficult to implement an exit strategy.
100%. And that exit strategy is part of the assets you'll be using, right? And I understand that some folks want to be able to try to sell their business, but at the same time, there are certain businesses that's just not sellable, right? There are certain things that you just can't sell in the open market or there's no market for it, especially if you were the face of the company and yeah. No one else wants your services unless you're involved. So it's very, very, very different when it comes to all kinds of small businesses. But you have to have a team. Every business that I know that's super, super, super successful that I was able to 5 and 10x their business over time, have teams in place, right? So a good example is this. Let's say you were going to place an order on Amazon, mm-hmm. right? And that order, let's say, for example, it went on to Jeff Bezos' email system.
Uh-huh.
And he printed out your order and he ran down to the warehouse to ship out your order. Do you really think that happens?
No.
Probably not.
If it does, you probably have billions of dollars right now and you need help from someone like Peter, my friend.
So that being said, there's teams, right? And there's all kinds of teams in all kinds of areas of a business. But when it comes to your investment team, when it comes to your financial planning team, well, who is that team? How are they guiding you? How are they getting you to and through the future? How are they maximizing your profitability? How are they also guiding you with a potential exit zone when you do want to sell that business? Because within that team, you have advisors, you have financial planners,
yeah.
You have accountants, you have attorneys. So there are teams here that's just bringing you at a very, very, very lightning speed of profitability going forward, but they're putting these systems in place so you do have an exit plan.
You know, one of the challenges for people who own or even work for a small business is the lack of an employer-sponsored retirement account. Let's go over some of the options for retirement savings for people who don't work for a big employer. My dad would fall under this one, the self-employed 401k. And the IRA-based plans, the SEP IRA and Simple IRA. So there are plans, Peter, for people who own a small business, for people who work for a small business owner. But even in that arena, you probably need someone to help guide you. Do you put money away every check? Do you put money away quarterly? There are tax implications for all of those as well.
100%. There are tax implications. So, and there's so many of them. You have 401ks traditionally, actually. You have traditional IRAs. You could potentially have a Roth IRA, depending upon the income. You could do what's called a backdoor IRA, which is not contribution. You could do what's called a SEP IRA. Believe it or not, SEP IRAs are more popular for business owners. You could do a simple IRA, a simple 401k, a solo 401k. There's so many different ways, right? But what makes sense for you? Well, this comes down to communication with your team, right? The team of professionals is going to guide you to and through profitability zone, maximization, that retirement dream lifestyle that you want. It all comes down to a plan. Now, one thing I want to make clear is you don't plan 6 months before you retire.
Yeah. don't show up at Peter's door 6 months prior.
Please don't do that. Okay. I like to see 5 to 10 years before you retire. Okay. Now, I get it. If you just retired, it's fine. If you do have a month left, fine. I get it. Life is busy, especially with a business owner. You're constantly around the clock and you're so busy. I understand. But you have to give yourself time. And the more time you give, believe it or not, the more success, if that makes sense, the more success you'll have on your journey, if that makes sense.
So what are some of the things business owners, or really anyone in retirement, should consider when it comes to their life style in retirement? And some of these are going to mirror anyone who works for a big corporation. Peter, you go over these things with your clients. Let's start with where you want to live. Do you still want to be close to your business if it is a business you plan on selling? And I'm curious how many of your business owners that are clients, when they get out, say, I don't want to be anywhere near it. I'm done. I'm retired, versus someone that wants to keep their finger on some of those buttons, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so it's actually very hard because there's so many scenarios, you know. And I'll give you one scenario. One scenario is the business is going to, let's say, the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's a big one.
Maybe one dream is for you when you retire. You know, you hang around for a little bit because you pretty much know the operations so much better, whether you were doing it for 30, 40, 50 years. And it's now being passed down in generation and generation. And yep. I'm sure you have this connection and this attachment of making sure everything's pretty much perfect, right? Well, you and I both know nothing really goes perfect. This is why you have to let go of certain things. So there are people that I know that pass it down to their children and they hang out for a little bit, you know, 6 months to a year, give or take, just to overlook the operation, make sure it's going nice and smooth. And then from there, you feel a lot comfortable and you start moving on. Now, some people say, I'm going to get a vacation home, you know, 5 states away. Or I'm going to get a vacation home a state away. Or I'm going to move totally out of the state because of taxes or income purposes and stuff like that, or my lifestyle. And that's all possible. But there's so many different scenarios depending upon how you do create this exit strategy. Having an exit plan is so important because there are stages here, right? The pre-retirement stage, you have the nice honeymoon stage, then you have that attachment stage where you still are attached to that business and you're having a hard time letting go. So there are stages that are normal. And this is a normal thing that most business owners go through.
I have a couple friends who sold their business and got out, and then the business hired them back as a consultant for the first year or for the first 2 years just to help with the transition. Because as you said, there are certain people in certain, you know, niche businesses where you have to have that person around. That was the go-to person. You mentioned where you want to live, cost of living, where you plan to retire. And that is for all of our listeners, whether you own a small business or not, the cost of living where you plan to retire. I know people now are starting to have very serious conversations, Peter, about living on coastline. We have seen in the last year, Hurricane Ian, followed by Hurricane Nicole, decimate part of our Florida coast. And I think people are starting to take a real hard look at whether or not coastal living is for them because of it. Insurance costs with coastal living.
Yeah. I mean, that could be very expensive for sure.
You know, I told you my parents were looking at Florida and they ended up detouring and living on the Gulf. I think for about a year they're going to do it. They are seriously rethinking Florida because of the cost to rebuild down there. And then the inevitable insurance hike if you're going to live on the water.
And were they near the most recent storm that went down with that area close to it?
Yes. One of the houses they were looking at is, I mean, sadly, no longer there. Cape Coral was just decimated. And so that's got to be part of the conversation now, too. You know, maybe we go a little bit further inland and you drive to the beach.
And I feel like this is why we have that list of the most popular states to retire.
Yeah.
And over the years, we have been seeing Florida just dropping down on that list. They're no longer up there, which is still, I mean, it's still probably
It's always going to be popular, but
yeah,
man, I tell you, Mother Nature has reminded us recently that she is in charge. You can build whatever you want on the coastline, but Mother Nature's like, guess what? I'm in charge. And my God, my heart just breaks for anyone that lives down there. It's going to be a long, long, costly cleanup. But that conversation has to be had for anyone when you start looking into retirement, the kind of activities you want to do. And then finally, of course, where your income will come from. And Peter, you go over all of those things, creating a comprehensive retirement income strategy. I will remind all of our listeners, nearly 70% of Americans are missing a written financial plan. Wow.
Without a doubt. Yep. Without a doubt. And this written financial plan is customized to you. It's customized to your scenario, your lifestyle, and it's always updated. It's not just boom, done. It's always updated based upon your reviews and your consistency of your lifestyle. So understand your budget, and this is something that we track over time, and understanding how to create a custom income plan for you.
Yep.
It's so important in today's economy.
The number, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or check Peter out on the web at pcbfinancial.com. We will wrap up and have much more straight ahead on The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara, straight ahead.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the program. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind everybody the phone number to call, 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. And if you text us at that number, text book into the body of that text message, and we will send you a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. It is time for today's time machine. We haven't done this in a while. I'm excited to do it. And Peter, today we are going back to 1980.
Wow.
And before we get to the financial implications and the lessons we can learn from 1980, let's look back at what was going on in America at that time. Mount St. Helens erupted in Washington State, covering much of that area with a blanket of ash.
It's erupting like it never has before, that's for sure. Because from where I'm standing, I can't see the top of the mountain, but I see the whole eruption coming from it. It's big.
Pac-Man was released May 22nd, 1980. Along with one of the worst songs ever recorded, Pac-Man Fever. How can we forget that? And the Post-it note was introduced in 1980. So those were some of the big pop culture references from that era. Now we want to talk about the financial side of what was happening in 1980 and some of the lessons that can be learned. The Dow ended in 1980. Does anyone want to guess? Where's the Dow today, Peter?
We're a little over 30,000 on the Dow today.
We're a little over 30,000. So in 1980, don't we all wish we had put a whole bunch of money in the market when the Dow ended that year at 963?
Amazing.
Wow. The cost of gas was $1.19 a gallon. The average cost of a new home in 1980 was $68,700, with the average annual income $19,500. But it's the inflation rate we want to go over today, Peter. I'm going to take everybody back to 1980, where the inflation rate was sitting at 13.5%.
Wow.
And what are some of the lessons we can learn today from that snapshot in time?
So I tell you, I mean, I don't want to say we're living through the same thing, because there are a lot of differences, especially the Dow being over 30,000.
Wow.
But inflation, yeah. Inflation was, if you remember, it was over 13%. And now some people will say, well, inflation was over 13%. Some people would say I could get a CD in the bank and that was getting me 15%, right? Some people would also say mortgages were all around 10, 15%, 18%. So these things are definitely different than it is today. And we're going through a crisis today, if that makes sense. But we live through some of these very, very high periods of time when inflation was 13+%, which is amazing. Amazing.
So I remember my parents saying to me, with the mortgage rates as historically low as they still are, but when I first started, starting a family, buying our first home, you know, we have enjoyed historically low interest rates on things like mortgages and cars. And I remember my parents talking about their first home purchase, and I think it was right around 1980, where you can't even imagine 13.5%. And I have a friend in real estate, and we were talking the other day, and she said to me, you know, people are saying, oh my God, the interest rates are terrible. She said, historically, if you look back, the interest rates, even higher today in the last 6 months, 1 year, higher than we've been used to, are still historically low. It doesn't always feel like that, but still historically low.
Yeah, without a doubt, for sure. And it's been a long time. I mean, we're talking about the 80s, right? It's been a very, very long time. So people do forget, and especially the young generation for sure doesn't really have an idea as to how to live through that generation at that time. But understanding that we were in this scenario, all right, and the Dow at that time was 963, and we're over 30,000. This is why it's so important to understand that long term in the economy, long term in the markets equal success, not short term.
Yep.
You can't look at it every day. Can't look at it every week. You can't look at it every month or even every year. Long term, right? Long term, 2, 3, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 15, 20 plus years. Long term, you will have success if you understand how it works.
So it's just a fun snapshot of what was going on in 1980. And if you're listening and you remember 1980, you are likely preparing to retire today. You were probably in 1980 getting out of college, starting your career. What is your top advice, Peter, for people who started their careers in the 80s and now find themselves trying to figure out how to transition into retirement?
You know, that's a great question, because everybody right now, you're trying to figure out your lifestyle. You're trying to figure out the income that you need. You're trying to figure out if you save enough. Well, my question is, when was the last time you did an actual review on the plan that you had?
Right.
Right? How much attention have you been given it, especially when the markets and the economy have been really, really bad? And these are things that you cannot ignore. You cannot ignore that we go through good times. We definitely go through bad times. But the good times pretty much outweigh the bad times, right? There's not as many bad times, you know, thankfully.
Yep.
If you try to stay positive and you look at all the good things during that journey since the 80s, I mean, so many great things has happened. right? A funny story here is one of the really neat things were Post-its. Believe it or not, Post-its, but pretty much what I think, I use pretty much it every day.
Every day.
Every day. They hit stores in 1980, okay? Believe it or not, Post-its hit stores in 1980. Another really cool thing is that happened in 1980 was the Rubik's Cube. Believe it or not. So this was designed in the 70s, but it hit the stores at the introduction in the early 80s. And believe it or not, my children, okay, my oldest is 6, my middle is 4, and I don't even know how, but they asked me for a Rubik's Cube.
It's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Peter, so there's actually a documentary. You need to look this up. There's actually a documentary on the Rubik's Cube going on right now. There are competitions all over the world.
Oh, amazing.
Current day all over the world where these kids can solve those puzzles blindfolded, you know, and the winners are doing this in like, I don't know, 2 seconds or something insane.
Amazing. Yeah. And some of them actually do it with their eyes closed, which I don't understand. They're just feeling it and then going, and they do it within, I think, like 60 seconds or something like that. So I don't get it. A couple other cool facts here is the cost of a gallon of gas. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Cost of gallon of gas was $1.19. Okay?
I'll take it. Ground Let's bring beef, that back.
ground beef for a pound, $1.39. Wow. About a 3-piece suit for a man, $89. Give me that one.
And it was probably the worst shade of brown you've ever seen in your life. Hey, let's go back to the stick it notes for a minute. I looked this up. This is fascinating. Dr. Spencer Silver created it, and his initial invention was not taken seriously by anyone in the scientific community.
Amazing.
He took the adhesive, stuck it to the back of paper, and his initial reasoning was to mark passages in his hymn book during Wednesday night choir practice.
Wow.
It was 1980 that 3M started marketing them under the name Press and Peel. They then changed it to Post-it Note. And listen to this, in 1980, it was a massive success. Right away,
wow.
Those tiny little 2x2-inch pieces of paper, get this, resulted in over $2 million in sales in 1 year.
Well, let me tell you something. Those right now, they're expensive.
I know. Talk about inflation. Can you believe they did $2 million in their first year?
Amazing. And back then, that was a tremendous amount of money.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was a lot of money.
Made, by the way, at the 3M factory in St. Paul, Minnesota. 3M, one of the biggest companies in the United States and is well known not just for Post-it notes, but also Scotch tape, some medical supplies, ACE bandages, and stethoscopes of all things. That seems like a bizarre hodgepodge of things, but it sure worked out. I love these stories where the inventor tries to come up with something and no one takes them seriously.
Yeah.
And then they do $2 million in sales right out of the gate. If you are a small business owner, if you are a large business owner, if you are just knocking at the door of retirement and you feel like, man, I need someone to put some sticky notes in my files and get me organized, Peter, you can help people do that. 1-800-880-8079. And I know you work with all types from all backgrounds. You can help someone have a written, stable financial plan, the kind that will help guide people to a successful retirement, at least one without anxiety and all of the pitfalls that you might have if you have no plan at all.
Yes, 100%. Don't put Post-its around your plan and get into it later. We want to get to that as soon as possible. Don't procrastinate on this because we know time is not on our side. And you see how fast this year is flying. I mean, I just understand. I don't know when it came and where it went. It's just behind us now. This is why it's so important to understand that time is not on our side. So making sure you tackle this with both hands, with a good grip, understand that we're a phone call away. Let's do this review. Let's do this stress test. Let's get a book out to you in your hands. Give me a call at 1-800-880-8079. Let's do this the right way.
And I want to remind everybody, Peter, this doesn't have to be a daunting, difficult task. Remind people they can gather up their stuff. They can throw it in a bag. You've seen it all. and bring it in. You need some statements. It doesn't have to be a daunting task, though, to gather that stuff up.
Absolutely. And first off, we don't even need that stuff right away. Let's just have a quick 5-minute phone call.
Great.
Let's set it up. Give me a call at the office. If you don't answer, just leave a message. But we'll have a quick 5-minute phone call to see if this even makes sense for you, right? But either way, I want to get you a copy of the book. So give us a shout, give us a call, and we'll mail this out to you as soon as possible. And let's see if I'm able to guide you in the right direction.
1-800-880-8079. Text a book into the body of that number, 1-800-880-8079. And we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Always great to talk to you every single week, Peter. Remind people where to find you on the web.
Give us a call and also check us out on the web, PCBfinancial.com.
Make it a great week, everybody. We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that, no matter the destination, will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.